tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
Welcome back, everybody. Let's get into conversation now. We're talking about fitness and nutrition as it relates to women. And we're going to be joined on the line by Dr. Una Bulawayo. She's speaking to us about this very important subject. So between work and family and countless responsibilities, it can be difficult finding time for health, and it can sometimes feel like a bit of a luxury, right? But the truth is, a strong body fuels a strong mind and spirit. And whether that's a quick workout, mindful eating, or small daily habits, taking care of yourself is not just about looking good, all right? It's about feeling your best. And so how can busy women prioritize their health without feeling overwhelmed? Let's dive in. Dr. Una, good morning and welcome to the Mid-Morning Empowerment.
Good morning. How are you, Bongi?
I'm doing well, Doc. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm here also with you.
Thank you so much for joining us. Really looking forward to this conversation.
Yes, okay. Awesome.
All right. So let's start here. What are some simple fitness routines that women can incorporate, especially into a packed schedule? Someone is busy from the moment she wakes up till she goes to bed. What are some little simple fitness routines that can be implemented?
So what's very important with being busy is that you have to plan. You have to have your life basically almost in order, in that you know what's been next, what's not. Because once it's chaos, then it becomes difficult to put even the most simplest routine in place. But usually what's what works mostly the short workouts. You know, like for instance, for exercise, the recommendation is you at least get a 30 every 5 days a week. Mm-hmm. But sometimes you're unable to get the 30 minutes like one set of goal. So the best thing will be to split that 30 minutes. Maybe in the morning, get a 10 minutes workout at work as you're working around, walk around across the you have done. You basically would have completed the 30 minutes. The other thing to do would be like doing the little things, you know, like I mentioned that you have to walk at work around. The other thing would be like, instead of using the elevator, take the stairs. It's an exercise on its own. Mm-hmm. The other routine would be like, usually it's not a routine per se, but like identify your distractions and replace them with activities. This will be like, most of the time we get distracted with the social media or spending the time on the phone, scrolling through the phone, not doing anything. You're just basically just sitting there and scrolling on the phone.
Yeah.
Why not walk around? I recently learned that I joined it was a breastfeeding group, and they were saying they are exercising. And I'm like, where I live, like, there are dogs around. How do I exercise? Right. And they were like, no, you just walk around your house. It's an exercise. At the end of the day, you would have completed the time and the activity that need to be done. Mm. The other important thing that needs to be sorted out, I know we'll probably talk more about this in details, but it's nutrition as a routine in one's life.
Yeah.
Controlling what you eat, basically. So that those in simple terms usually are like what helps.
Yeah, I like that. And the simplicity of, like, the example you gave, if you can't walk around the neighborhood because of dogs or any other reason, walk around your house. I never thought about that again until the shutdown when COVID hit, that when people couldn't go to the gym, people couldn't go out running, it became a bit of an issue in some places. And people started running around in their houses, or if they had a yard, they'd run around outside the house. And I found that very interesting. And that just goes to show that if you really want to do it, you will find a way. It doesn't have to be complicated.
Definitely.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm.
And I think sometimes that's what actually takes our time, because we think it has to be complicated. My meal plan, I need every vegetable that has ever been created. And then things go bad in the fridge. I'm speaking from experience. Things start going bad in the fridge because you got too much of too many things, and you don't know how to fit them into your meals. Just keep it simple.
Exactly, as simple as possible.
Yeah. So how can busy women make healthy eating choices when constantly on the go? Someone might argue, hey, I don't even have time to prepare a healthy meal. I just buy whatever's the quickest thing. I just get some takeout or just make something quick at home, which is not always very nutritious. How can we make healthy eating choices when we're super busy?
Yeah, so most of the time, because we are super busy, we resort to takeaways.
Yeah.
But I'm of the belief that, like, you have to be mindful of what you are eating.
Yeah.
And to be mindful of what you are eating, you have to be aware of what's in it, like what's in what you are eating. And one of the ways that helps in controlling what you are eating is preparing your own meals, because it it's much healthier, because you know what you have, what ingredients you have there and how much calories or everything. I think also preparing your meals, just the thought, like, it doesn't only like help you with being healthier, it also actually cut on the spending that you have to do with,
yes,
the
very true.
The takeaways.
Yeah.
The one thing that I also like noted, health generally, it's also a recommendation health wise, like try not to skip meals, especially breakfast.
Okay.
Get to work with the needed energy, because most of the time you skip breakfast, you get to work, you don't have food, or even if you have carried food, you are tempted to eat those food or to go and buy something. I know in both, sometimes people will be buying like maguinya and mafresh.
Exactly.
I don't.
Same. Yeah.
And you end up developing bad eating habits. Like it's busy, so be smart about it. I also like just now talking from experience, essentially like find myself wondering like, what am I eating? And almost every day I have to spend 30 plus for the lunch. And I'm like, but in the morning I wake up in the house and I prepare my son's mupako, like school for school.
Yes.
And I'm like, no, man. As I'm preparing his school food, I'm also going to prepare my lunch, and I would have my breakfast with them. So I have my breakfast and then carry my lunch. Even if it gets busy at work, it's really busy. I know my lunch is there, and then I will eventually sit down and eat. The other thing with the
sorry, yeah, I was just thinking that's a very interesting. Sorry to interrupt you there. It's a very interesting thing that you've just brought up.
Yeah, it's okay.
The truth is that for most of us, we would not do this for our children. Like to buy them takeaway every day, and you know, for our kids, we make the effort because we know that we can't feed them that poison, and yet for ourselves, we become very careless with that. So that's a very important point. Thank you for bringing that up.
That's so true. The other thing, like that I've come to appreciate, like when you have it in control. Then you get to control the portion that you are eating. You are mindful that I need this much.
True.
Pap, I need this much meat or vegetable protein, whatever you are eating.
Yeah.
And also the other thing, to getting water is I know I have a nice friend who just says to me, you know what, water, because it's calorie free. You can take as much as you want. You won't gain calories or any weight from drinking water. Actually, you'd even lose.
Mm.
But nonetheless, like, these are just tips that you find that some of us may be actually be struggling with this. If you're struggling, you can seek help. Usually the dietitians would be good to say, you know what, this is how much you need, this is how you can get it and stuff like that. If you realize that you're struggling with controlling or putting things in order.
Beautiful, beautiful. Now, what are some of the biggest misconceptions about fitness and nutrition that tend to hold us back as women?
Yeah. So you mentioned one of them, and you earlier on, and you were like most of the time we're like, we expected to do like once or in bulk. So it's a physical activity need that you can only do the 30 minutes at a go.
Yeah.
So actually to do those to build the best, you know, in 10, 15 minutes, do something later on. pictures, the other 10, 15 and stuff like that.
Yeah.
The other thing that I know, like the exercise usually will be telling you what, like if you don't feel pain from it, you, it is not working.
Right.
It's not working even if there's no pain. I think they usually say no pain, no,
no
gain.
Gain.
You can still get you can still benefit from exercise without pain. Actually, I'll be worried to have it pain because you probably be overstretching your muscles or your ligaments to be as expected. So it's possible to gain without the pain.
That's why there's that misconception that it has to be 30 minutes or longer, because that 10 minute workout, it doesn't I didn't feel the pain, I didn't suffer, so it feels like it wasn't effective because it was too relaxing. I need to sweat and I must suffer and I must feel like I'm about to die, then I can say yeah, I had a good workout there.
That was me. And when I was preparing for this, I was like, oh, guys, I've been stressing myself because I'll do my morning 10-minute workout. And when I'm done with the 10 minutes, I feel like, no, I haven't done anything. So I'll push even more to, like, as long as I can feel a bit of the pain,
yeah,
I'll know I'm getting something. And then we are lying to ourselves.
Yeah.
Yeah. And when it comes to food, there are lots of them. They usually like the thing that to lose, you have to give up on all your favorite food to limit your calories.
Mm-hmm.
What I love with food is that when you get to understand what's in that food that you eat, it becomes easier to control how much you need and how often do you need it.
Okay.
You can still have your favorite things in small portions, limiting your calories and stuff. So you don't have to completely give up on your favorite thing to change your lifestyle. You know.
Right. Right.
And then the other need would be like avoid all fats. Like fats are very important in the body.
Mm-hmm.
There are those vitamins that are dissolved in fats for them to be transported around the body or for them to function in the body. So you can't give all the fats if you are trying to be healthy or to lose weight. They also have some essential nutrients. So it's very important to like, I usually say when people want to change their diet, just talking around, I get to identify what your body needs and how much of it does it need. And then when you cut down, you cut gradually and eventually you get there. You just cut out everything. There's a reason why there are carbohydrates, there's a reason why there are fats, there's a reason why there are proteins, there's a reason why we have fruits and vegetables. We all need all of those, but in different proportions.
Right.
The other myth that I know, it people be like, you skip meals. It doesn't. It can work in a short while, but in the long run, it becomes unsustainable. Also, the temptation with skipping meals is that once hunger hits, you get to over. You will eat.
Yes.
You get to overdo it. But had you had consistency to say, okay, I need this meal at this point, and later on I would have my lunch, or and then later a light supper if you go.
I think that goes back into what you were saying earlier, that it doesn't have to feel like suffering. So even when it comes to your meals, it's not a sin to have to have breakfast and have your lunch. You're not being a glutton. You're actually helping yourself to not overindulge later. Yeah. So how can self-care, including exercise and nutrition, how can that be seen as an act of stewardship rather than as a luxury?
For me, as a Christian,
mm-hmm,
I view the body as the temple of God.
Mm-hmm.
So as the temple of God, it needs to be taken care of.
Yeah.
And I've been assigned that task, that I've been given this body, which is the temple of God, as Paul tells us in Corinthians. And then I have to take care of it. So it's not just a luxury. I have to, it belongs to God, basically. And I have to take care of it. And mm-hmm, to do so, it includes being healthy. It means healthy eating. It means exercising. It means drinking enough water. I'm just the take care of, or I'm just the steward for that body to keep it clean, to keep it presentable to God, to keep it. I see it as a moral and spiritual obligation, actually.
Yes.
So it's not just like self care and desire just for me. I'm taking care of God's temple.
Yeah. So that selfish aspect is taken out of it because you're doing it for the glory of God.
Completely.
Not for yourself. Beautiful. I love that. And so what role then does mental health play in maintaining a balanced approach to fitness and nutrition?
Mental health is very crucial. Mm-hmm. It actually, I see it as working vice versa. You can actually get issues from inadequate health, basically.
Yes.
But if one has a positive mental health or in a positive state,
mm-hmm.
it enhances the motivation for healthy choices. So, you know, when you are in a good space, you get to diet and eat properly. I'm going to wake up and exercise.
Yeah.
But once we are down or once we are in a depressed state, kind of. It becomes easier to do all these things. And you come in a state where you don't want to do anything, you know, like some of the symptoms of the depression or anxiety that one stops to do these things, like they can't concentrate on doing this, like their usual healthy activities.
Yeah.
So mental health is very crucial in that aspect when it comes to our healthy living.
Mm, mm. It's very interesting how the mind and the body work together. They feed off each other.
They are one.
Mm.
Yeah, they are. They are very one. Like no way of separating the two. That's what I was like, it's very interesting that I love the analogy from the Bible that, you know, like if the hand is not able to function, then the other body part also can't.
Mm.
If the stomach is not well fed, it affects the mind and gets to affect the overall body. If the mind is also not good, it affects the way we do things for our healthy living. So we need a balance. There's no way surviving without a balance. If there's no balance, compromise the other. You either compromise the mind or the physical.
For sure. All right. I think that wraps up our conversation for today. Before I let you go, any final thoughts that you'd like to share with us, maybe that we haven't touched on with regards to the importance of taking care of our health?
I don't know. It's very important. We are living in a busy space and a short like time is limited. We often wish for an extended week, but here we are. We have to see how to balance everything. It's very important to plan ahead of time. It's very important to have a balance in everything that we do.
Mm.
But I wish, like what John says in that one, that beloved, above all things, I wish you prosper and be in health, even as the soul prospers. So if we can balance, we can prosper in both ways. And as we await the second coming of Jesus.
Amen. Amen. That's beautiful. Thank you so much, Dr. Una Bulawayo, for your time this morning. It's been a beautiful conversation, and I hope that we can connect again soon. God bless you.
Thank you very much, Pongi.
All right.
You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.